think it was more just that we didn't run it well. We were 5 for 13 on third downs. Didn't throw very well. It was a choppy game, I think, from the start. We didn't get into a rhythm early, went 3 and out. Then, we went down, scored. We had a punt block touchdown. As big as that is for us, sometimes that keeps us on the sideline for a while, which kind of takes us out of our rhythm. So I think it was more, we had opportunities and we didn't play very well.
How are you feeling? You might have been holding your elbow. I know you've had a calf. Last week you were stretching your neck. You were sick. I mean, are you kind of
looking forward to the bye week to get 100%? But I haven't, other than the one day, I haven't missed any practice and haven't had anything to put on any type of list. It's just bumps and bruises that, in week eight, bother you different times. Today I got kind of a helmet to the arm, which kind of hurts. I got hit in the head a couple times, so I'll be all right.
Can you talk about your touchdown to Cobb? It seemed like you were looking for him maybe to make a second move or something.
Yeah, he did a good job working. I actually thought that he stepped out on the play. But we had a 3-receiver concept, and they dropped, I think, 8 guys in a coverage. So had to kind of keep that one alive. Was moving to my left, looking for Crabby. It looked like he was kind of getting held a little bit, but was trying to break free, and that's why I kind of pumped it right before it and saw Randall spin out of that and come flat. It was at that point that it looked like he might have stepped out, but obviously he didn't, and he made a really nice catch. Just tried to put a little bit of air on that to let him get to it.
Their numbers, rankings weren't very good. Is there any chance you guys could pass them a little bit or took them a little lightly?
I don't think so. I think it was just that you got to give them credit. They played their scheme pretty well. They brought pressure probably twice all game and decided to play a lot of combo coverage, some quarters to the single receiver side and kind of 3 over or 4 over 3 to the other side. That was kind of what they wanted to do and get after us with their 4-man pass rush and stop the run with 6 in the box. So I think mission accomplished for them. They had some steady pass rush. They did a good job stopping the run, and they put enough guys in coverage to kind of slow us down a little bit.
Did you get hit on the arm on that sack fumble in the second
quarter? No, that was just poor ball security.
Aaron, can you talk about Donald Driver? He doesn't seem to get many opportunities these days, but when he does, he's going to make the most of
it. Yeah, he's real good at that route. He caught the touchdown on. He's had a few of those the last couple of years, and just liked the matchup. And he ran a nice route, put the ball in a spot. He can make a play on it. He's going to make the most of those opportunities. Donald's been around for a while, knows how to run his routes, knows how to get open. With some injuries, he's had some more opportunities today, and made a couple plays. So we know what we get out of Donald. We know what. What kind of player he is, what kind of professional, and when he gets opportunities, he's going to make the most of them.
Aaron, there was some speculation on the fumble that the tuck rule might have been in effect. What's your thoughts on that?
That was my initial reaction. I actually told the white cap, I said tuck rule was my first thing. Now, I'm not a big fan of the tuck rule. I was actually pulling for the Raiders back in the day when Woodson, made a fumble. I was living in Northern California, and pulling for Rich Gannon and the Raiders there. So I'm not a huge fan of it, but it is the rule. That being said, as I stepped in the pocket, I felt like the ball was extended and I was bringing it back in. Next thing you know, I'm on my back, and I know the ball's not in my grasp. They recovered it. Obviously, they didn't think it was fell under that great rule.
Do you see this as... Do you see this as any kind of a setback, or is this just something that you happens during the course of the season, you deal with it, and you move on?
I don't see it as a setback at all. I see it as, playing an opponent with a stout front four and uncommon opponent, and it's good to be on this side of an ugly win. It's tough to win in this league, and I think the expectations that we've set around here and the way we've played on offense, especially the last couple of weeks, the expectations where we're going to come out and maybe blow them out. But we didn't start fast. We didn't have enough juice. early on and didn't play well enough on offense to get that done. Defense and special teams did their part. And, you know, offensively we're going to be very critical as we watch the film tomorrow and move forward. However, that being said, we're 5-3. As much as the adversity that we've dealt with early in the season has affected us, I think we've come out, we've won 3 in a row, and we're moving in the right direction.
What sense of confidence does it give you, the whole team, to know that you cannot play in a game and still come up with a victory?
Yeah, that's important. You know, it's important when you don't play your best, you can still come out with W's, because it's a lot easier to watch that film when you've won. Obviously, even if you didn't play very well, on whatever side of the ball you're on. So we struggle on offense. You got to give them credit. They had a good plan. They executed really well. But it's going to feel a lot better knowing tonight, as we're relaxing, that we're 5-3 and we're right in the mix.
Thank you.